Hey, everybody, welcome to the Telesales 2.0 and B2B Sales Podcast. You know, I've been on hiatus for a while because I've been working on some new tools for sales organizations, one of them being the remote relationship management solution that teams can use because, you know, so many reps today are communicating with prospects remotely. So I know years past, it's been all about that face-to-face meeting, but now you're having a lot of your interactions remotely and they're much shorter. There's a lot of distance there. They may even not be phone calls, but more digital interactions. And so how do you make those more meaningful? And how do you create those sticky kind of relationships when you're not seeing your client face-to-face? And one of the things is a lot of reps are dealing with teams that are distributed all over the, or clients that are distributed all over the country, ones that they see infrequently. So what we have is a suite of solutions to help reps to manage this. And it actually incorporates a lot of different tools you already have. So it's not necessarily buying software and buying more software, that's the fix. A lot of it is optimizing what you have and putting those to work for you, because that's been the challenge. Is a lot of times CRMs have a lot of different fields. It takes a lot of time. It takes reps a lot to populate those fields, and it's not really useful to them. So we really help you to see what's useful to you so that you can use it. I know for years we've worked within our client CRM systems and helped them to see what data capture is most important and where it needs to be inside the record so that it actually gets visibility. One of the things that we were finding is, you know, these interactions and really meaningful information about an account was buried so deep in the record that it didn't even get discovered, or if the account gets reassigned or if territories are moved around or whatever. So something that actually has a sales cycle coming up is just totally off the radar. Another thing too is marketing automation. A lot of organizations have that. How do you really read between the lines of what's happening there so that you can better put that to work in a B2B environment, and especially on large deals? And that's really where we focus on, is those large deals, because, you know, transactional stuff and lower costs, that's really a different dynamic than more of a complex solution sale where you're dealing with multiple stakeholders and all these different things going on in accounts. So we're releasing that. We're also doing more on the long-term pipeline management, because, you know, the other thing that happens is, you know, as your deals are progressing through the pipeline, you see that at certain stages, they kind of fall off the cliff. And it's like, why? What is happening at these stages? And a lot of it is the amount of work that reps have. A lot of these things can kind of fall through the cracks. I know when we get in there and start looking at how CRMs and tools are being used, there's this huge backlog of tasks. There's prospects that had buy cycles coming up that, you know, aren't really being communicated with, and all these other things. So that's going to be a lot of the focus of what I talk about moving forward, is how do you make sure that what you find doesn't fall apart down the road? Because and if you look at my LinkedIn profile, I wrote an article about how many of your leads crash and burn on the front lines. And that happens all the time, where you have all these systems, you have all these events and different channels that you have opportunities coming in, potential opportunities coming in. But then by the time it gets to that live interaction, there's not a system to manage that. So everybody's doing something different, and therefore you don't really have any viable measurement. You don't have any real visibility into what's happening. So feel free to follow me on Twitter at Vanilla Group and shoot me a note. So I'll look forward to seeing you all soon. Thanks.